Blog Talk Radio.
To bless us is one of the most healing voices in gospel. Show your love for my friend and my brother. Put your hands together for Pastor Donnie McClurkin.
Somebody praise the Lord tonight. Somebody praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Glory.
I know how bad it hurt you.
Thank you, Jesus.
When that loved one's life came to an end.
Yes, Jesus.
When they had to leave, you thought you'd never love again. But will you trust that I can help you?
He can help you.
And I'll never turn away. Will you trust me, child? No matter, come what may.
What if it hurts?
What if it hurts? Somebody here. What if you cry?
What if you cry today?
What if it doesn't work the first time that
you try?
Oh. What if you
call my name
and don't see me?
Oh,
and my sorrow, I will trust you. In all my confusion,
I will trust you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think that's it. Pastor Hamilton, what a beautiful song. I will trust. Hallelujah. Truly, we've been having a wonderful, glorious time on this broadcast talking about witnessing. We are witnesses, and I just bless the Lord today for having another opportunity to be able to trust in Him, to be able to lean and depend on Him, to be able to like never before. He said, today you hear my voice, hard not your voice. Lift up your eyes. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus, today. And we're going to turn it right on over into our speaker's hand today and let him do as the Lord so lead him to minister to us on today.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Coming to me, been having a wonderful, glorious time on this broadcast. I just believe that some lives have been transformed. I just believe that hearts have been encouraged this year.
Yes.
So hold on to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Impact the world by being a witness for Jesus, not for ourselves, but for God. Hallelujah. So we
Hallelujah.
We thank God for Pastor Hamilton of Provoke the Purpose Ministries. He's on this line every Friday as the Lord give him strength to come on and minister on a word for us in this day and hour that we're living in. If there ever
Jesus.
Was a time when we need men and women to stand up and declare the generation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it is now. So we're giving it right to
Jesus.
Open up a prayer, and however the Lord leads you today, Pastor Hamilton. God is in charge today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise.
Glory.
For you are my righteousness. Jesus. I worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Oh, we worship you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just come before you. We enter into your courts with thanksgiving and into your presence with your praise right now, Heavenly Father God. And Lord, we just bow down before you, Heavenly Father God. We, each and every one of us that are on this broadcast right now, Lord, we cry out to decrease, Lord, that we may bow down on your holy ground right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, we cry out to you, Lord, that it be your will and not our will, Heavenly Father God. Lord, we present ourselves as living sacrifices, Heavenly Father God, waiting, willing, and available to do what you've called us to do, Heavenly Father God. So we submit. Heavenly Father God, we submit. Anything that is not of me, Heavenly Father God, Lord, I ask you to remove it, take it away. It is bound on earth because it's already been bound in heaven. Lord, we loose your spirit right now on earth, Heavenly Father God, because it's already been done, finished, and completed, and loosed in heaven. Lord, so we pull down your anointing grace right now, Lord. We ask for your supernatural favor today, Heavenly Father God. Lord, we ask that you open up our perception, that, Lord, we see your word come to life inside of us, Lord, that we can move forward in purpose, that, Lord, we can move forward in purpose. That, Lord, we can move forward in purpose, Lord Jesus. Not because of what we would like to do, Lord, but because of what you said should be done. So, Lord, we stand on your word today, Lord, that it is not going to return to us, boy. Lord, we turn to your word today, Lord, and ask that it illuminates itself to us, Heavenly Father God, that we see your word through the Spirit, Lord Jesus. Lord, we die of flesh right now, Heavenly Father God. Lord, we give you all the honor. Lord, not because of what you've done and what you may do tomorrow, but, Lord, just because of who you are, just because of what you did. Lord, just because you're the great I am, Lord. Just because you're our Savior, Heavenly Father God. Just because, Lord, you came and gave us a right to the tree of life, Lord. So we accept your call today, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you work through us, Heavenly Father God, that, Lord, we will be all that we can be in you. And, Lord, we won't forget to praise you, Lord. We won't forget to bless you. And, Lord, we won't forget to give you all the honor, all the glory in your Son, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we thank you today, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, just worship him for a minute. Just lift your hand. Just lift your hand and just wave your hand in the spirit right now. Look, just give God some praise. It may be just stomping your feet. It may just be clapping your hands. It may just be shouting out to Jesus right now. But I dare you to get out of yourself. I dare you to get into your secret place. I dare you to give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise today. See, we find him in worship. So I dare you just to get into the presence of God right now. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We just worship you, Lord. Lord, we don't forget you, Lord. Lord, we honor you, Lord. We respect you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we want more of you. Less of us and more of you. Less of us and more of you. Less of us and more of you, Lord Jesus. Do we give it to you right now?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, just thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Come on. Get into his presence right now. Break out of your circumstances right now. Break out of your situation that's been going on all week, and I dare you to get in his presence and just give him praise. Give him honor right now. Come on. We got to break today. Heavenlies, because we want a divine word from God, not from man, but we want it from God. And I swear to you that if we just go into the presence of God, into his zone, into the anointed place.
Yes, God.
God can speak to our hearts today, and we can be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. So Lord, we just worship you, Lord. See, sometimes you just gotta get out of the program, and sometimes you just gotta get into his praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah,
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Oh no, it ain't time to quit now. It ain't time to. It's time to go higher. Come on, push.
Hallelujah.
Push through. Push through. Come on, push through. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We respect you today, Lord. Lord, we give you exaggerated respect, Lord. We give you the type of worship, Lord, that takes us away from ourselves, Lord Jesus. We trust you today, Lord. Lord, we worship you because we believe in you, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
Lord, we worship you. We worship you because our faith, Lord, we step into our faith today, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
walk
Jesus.
On the hope. We walk on the hope today in worship.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes.
See.
It says where there are one or two that come together in agreement on his word, he is in the presence. So as we worship him,
as we just give him the honor today. He is in the presence right now. See, your healing.
Thank you.
All your answers right now are right in this place of worship.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just can't get enough of you, Jesus. I just can't get enough of you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Bless his name today. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Oh, bless him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. See, this may be unusual to some of you. This may be a little peculiar for some of you, but God has said we are a peculiar people. We are called according to his will. And so we just got to get in his presence right now.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, God.
Forget about yourself today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Don't worry about tomorrow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just worship him
Jesus.
Right now in your 0 to 5 seconds. Worship him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, see, your 0-5. Worship him again in your now. Stay in the presence of God today. Oh, no, 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 I shouldn't end it up. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. You didn't give up. We're not going to give up on you. Lord, we're going to press to the mark of the high calling.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
We are to the mark of the calling.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, but we want to know the proper steps to witness, Heavenly Father God. We want to know what the calling to witness is, Heavenly Father God. So in the worship, we just honor you, Lord, to bless us with understanding. Oh, we bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you today for your wisdom, Heavenly Father God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Come on, give him praise.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of everything that you've been desiring from God is right in this place of worship.
Glory to God.
In the zone, in the presence of God, in worship, God's desire comes to life in you. You got to praise him when you don't feel like it. You got to worship him when it don't look like it's the right time. You got to give him the glory when it don't.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, we just bless you today, Lord. We bless you today, Lord.
Ooh,
and Lord, as we come down, Lord, as we prepare ourselves to go forward.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we just continually give you the all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I will.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will, Lord. I will.
Hallelujah.
I will, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, thank you,
Jesus.
So, Heavenly Father God, have your way today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And, Lord, we're just going to continue in worship in your word right now, Lord. We're going to go forward and allow your word to come to life, Heavenly Father God. Lord, we're going to allow ourselves to die, that, Lord, your word will come to life. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. And, Lord, every word we speak today is another word of worship to you, Lord. We're not going to end the worship service. We're going to continue the worship service as we go into the word, Lord. And as we confirm what your word has said. As we go into this word, Lord, we are going to be worshiping you because we believe it's the truth.
Yes, God.
Lord, we believe it's the way to go, Lord. We believe, Lord, that this is your design for our lives. And, Lord, we accept the challenge today to be effective,
hallelujah,
to be accountable. Lord, to be accountable.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, to be in excellence. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Well, hello, family. Well, as we continue to worship him, I just want to let you know you are loved and appreciated. You are highly esteemed and favored in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Not because you did anything special, but just because you've chosen to be called according to the purpose of God. We want to find out the purpose for our lives, and we want to continue to allow this word to illuminate in us that we can become true children of the light.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is the light, and the light changes things. Jesus is the light, and the light changes things. The Word of God says in Matthew 28 and 18 to the 20th verse, then Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
Yes.
And with you all, even to the end of in the scripture, it was the last commission that was placed on the disciples to have a design on what they were supposed to do. He had taught them all these different things, all these different commands, all these different ways to walk according to his purpose. But finally, he comes to them with a direct charge. He came to them with a direct plan. Ooh, Jesus. He came to them with a designed walk on how they could go forward and do the work that he had called them to do. He made a statement here in 18. He came to them and he let them know that all that you have been questioning, all that you have been doubting about me, all these things that you've been wondering, I'm going to set the record straight today and let you know that all. See, he didn't say some, a little bit, or on Monday's authority or Tuesday. He said, all authority has been given to me. Now, look, they were on earth, and that would have been good enough for some people, but he made it deeper than that. He said that all authority has been given to him, Jesus, in heaven and in earth. So there was no discrepancy that he was the great I am. He put it down and made it very clear that if you thought something different about me yesterday, I'm going to confirm it to you today that I am the great I am. I have all authority in heaven and on earth. Then he says, go. He just made it very plain and simple. He didn't say take a train. He didn't say take a plane. He didn't say take a bicycle. He didn't say take a car. And he didn't even try to make it difficult for us to understand that it doesn't matter what you do, but what you should do is go.
Wow.
And then watch this. It says go and make disciples. See, you can go and find a disciple. You can go and kick it. Let's keep it real. You can go and kick it with a disciple. But no, he said, go ye therefore and make disciples. Now, here's something that's going to throw a wrench into the whole thing, because he says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. He didn't just say Israel or Jerusalem or the United States or Russia. He said, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, not excluding anyone. And I want to continue to make this point that it doesn't matter who it is, what they are today, and what they've done in their past, they still have an opportunity. We all have an opportunity to the tree of life. See, sometimes when you're getting into this witnessing thing, we have a criteria that we can only go after these people, or we better not cross the boundaries and talk to a Muslim brother because he's a Muslim. See, God made it very clear here to us that as you go, therefore, and make disciples, that you make disciples in all the nations, that we all have a right to the tree of life. There's no one that has been discarded from the grace or the favor of God. Now, yes, there are going to be a lot who say no. There will be a lot who will deny. There will be a lot who will refuse to get into the perfect will of God. But that's not for us to decide. Because God wants us to have a mindset that no matter what you do, where you go, and how you do it, as long as you're doing it according to his word, it's possible. Everyone must be given the right to the tree of life. Now, because of sin, we have that choice in life. We can make a choice to go left or right, up and down, yes or no. But, see, the choice we make will now determine the outcome that we end up receiving. But so I want to make this clear here that don't get into a mindset that it's only for us. You must always be on alert and be ready that all nations have the right to the tree of life.
Come on.
And I got to be clear here, because if we're going to be really about witnessing, if we're going to really be about doing what God has said we should do, we must understand you cannot categorize or stereotype leave out. You've got to have no matter where you go and no matter what you do, it is available to all. 2 Corinthians, here, we go back to that. It says, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, you know the rest of the scripture, but it didn't say if you're this or that. It says, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. See, we all have a right to the tree of life. We all, see, God is coming back. Woo, Jesus. He is coming back for one church that's going to be about one word, that's following one God, that's about one purpose in life. He's coming back for a church without what? Spot or blemish. But see, we want to design our ministries. We want to design the kingdom of God, our kingdom of heaven on earth, the way we see it. And the way we design it, and what we're willing to accept, and who we're willing to be around. Well, I'm here to tell you today that when you go forth, take on your purpose in God, that you understand that there's no one who is excluded from the right to the tree of life. His word says it. Says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Now, as you witness, and as we get a little farther into this lesson, I want you to see here that you just don't start by making a disciple. You have to now baptize him in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It could have easily been, well, baptize him in the Holy Spirit or baptize him in the name of the Father. No, it must be initiated through the Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
No.
You can't just give one and expect the other. See, that's what a principle is. A principle is something that you take every every equation and put it together, and now it will produce life at the end. So he said, go therefore and baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Then he says, here now, see, you got to understand, this witnessing thing ain't just going out telling somebody that Jesus is good. This witnessing thing is just not going out, you know, saying, hey, man, come to church with me Sunday. This charge, this purpose, it is a call that God has given us, and to go out with the purpose, plan, and design of him, that it takes some work. Come on, I know y'all hear that every Friday, that everything we do, it's going to take some work. It's not going to come easy. It's not going to just be a quick fix. You have to be willing, when you take on the charge that Christ gave. I know my Bible reads in red, so that's, I believe this word is truth. That's Jesus telling me what I should do. My Bible, it has it marked off as the Great Commission. He could have given them a lot of other instructions at the end, at this ending, at this change over, of this elevation, of him being now having the authority over heaven and on earth. See, now watch this. Woo, this just came. And I was studying it, it came to me, but I didn't say it a minute ago. Watch how he says this. He says, all authority has been given to me in heaven. But then it shows me that he says, see, heaven is a place where the dwells on the inside. There's not something that you see on the outside. Heaven must be an interrelationship. Ooh. Because he has authority in heaven. Now, on earth, not in earth, because the earth is of the world. But he says on earth, meaning that we have to elevate ourselves above the flesh to be able to get in the realm of the spirit. Right, he said, watch it again. He says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Now, you may have read that a million times and never thought of it that way. But everything is written for a reason. The word, we can start to see it. Now, when I see the, you know what? He has authority in heaven. So heaven is a place of protection. Heaven is a place that has a boundaries, that there's nothing that's going to come in that's not of God. Now, the earth is, from what I remember, the damnation to sin. So the inner part of earth must not be the right place, because he now has authority where? On earth. All I'm saying is that we got to go higher. We have to get out of, that's why letting the flesh die. That's why not being conformed to this world. That's why being trans. See, that's why the things we must do must go higher than this earth could ever even understand. If you really want to get in his presence, I know I want to stay in his presence. Now, hope you got that part, and if you didn't, I think I'm going to be writing a principle on that. We'll get on that later. But look, after you baptize them, not with water, not with this, it says baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It must all come in that order. Order. I'm going to say it one more time. Order. It must come in order. Then, once you baptize them in this trinity of belief, because you cannot believe in Jesus and not believe in the Father. You can't believe in the Father and not believe in Jesus. You can't believe in the Holy Spirit. They must all be confirmed through one another in order.
Woo! Glory to God.
Then he says, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. See, Jesus didn't just pick 11 people out of a random crowd. He went back to those that he had spent time with. He went back to those that he had developed relationship with. He went back to those that knew his character. And because all these things that he commanded them, we don't get orders just to get orders. We get orders so we can now know the structure of what we can and cannot do.
So as Jesus
has commanded them all these days that you can raise the dead, that you could heal the sick, that you could cast them down, that you can bind it. See, all those things that had been given to us, it was a command from him, not just as a lesson, but as a command. See, it's different between a command and a commandment. A command is a direct order. A commandment is a list of things that go in order but must be followed step by step by step by step by step. A command is turn right. A command is go left. A command is go. A command is love. See, those are words that give a direct order. So everything that he had commanded them to do, he wanted them to now show people. See, this word, watch this word, and teach them how to observe. Remember in Deuteronomy 28:1, we learned that when you observe, you do what? You see it.
Mm-hmm.
If you got your binoculars and if you're observing the land, what are you doing? You're looking and you're seeing what doesn't look so the same as close. Like when you look 200 yards down the street, just with your regular glasses on and your regular eyes, yes, you see a little something moving. But as you take something that gives you the power to observe it, it now illuminates and now allows you to see it closer. Now maybe that's a little too deep for some, but see, when you look at something, it may look like one way, but when you look a little closer, it may be a totally different picture. So we got to learn to observe his command. We have to start to see his word the way it's been commanded to us to do. And look, here's the best part. This is enough to end on right here. But here he goes, and he says, after you've done all that I have just commanded you, that I have just ordered you, that just as I had commissioned you to do, here's the good part. I am with you. I am with you all. That's enough to give him praise right now, because that tells me that no matter what I do, that no matter what comes against me, Jesus is with me all not just today, not just tomorrow, but he takes it to the other level, even to the end of the age.
Yes, God.
Stop worrying about what folks is doing. Stop worrying about what's going on, because the thing that I know, that I know, that I know, that I know, is that Jesus is with me all the time. Everything I do, everything I say, with me always. There's no need to worry no more, because as we learn in our principle of going through with purpose, see, when you got Jesus with you always, it don't matter what comes against you, because as you develop, watch this, as you develop that relationship, that bond, when he's in you, you're in him, now he's with you when? Always. It doesn't take a scientist to understand that if something is with you always, that means it has taken possession. It has taken possession. When Jesus takes possession of you and becomes on the inside of you, there's no doubt that he is with you. He is for you. and he is going to guide you according to his will and his desire for you. So, yes, there is a prize at the end of the journey. Yes, there is a reward.
Ooh,
because listen, when we start to observe the commands that God has given us, we can now understand that he gives us these commands because he's with us to confirm it anyway. He's with us to show us how to do it anyway. He's with us to direct our steps that are ordered by who? The Lord.
The Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, I mean, you know, we can stop right here and just ponder on the things that Christ has given us in these three verses. All of them. There's no more that you got to worry about them crucifying me again. There's no more worry about you them hanging me or beating me or spitting on me. There's no worries no more that there's anything that can happen to me because I now have all authority. First of all, it must come from in heaven. And now he can have all authority on earth. Now, if that does not show you that you being in him and him being in you is so prolific because it now makes heaven become a part of
Lord.
That now makes it a possibility that you can have authority in heaven because it's not you, it's heaven that lives in you that now you can have authority on earth. Go. Have to do is go, baby. Let's just go. Stop worrying about how. Stop worrying about why. Stop worrying, period. And just go. But when you go, get your purpose in line and know that you should go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It must go in order. And then we must teach people to start to see the word and not just hear the word.
God bless you, Jesus.
See, this witnessing thing is going to take some work.
Okay.
With the proper design, with the proper alignment, with the proper purpose, we can now teach them to observe all things that have been commanded by God, not by us. Stop telling people what you think they should do. Stop telling people what your thoughts are. Stop people telling
Come
people
on.
What your purpose is. Stop telling people what your design is. Start teaching Jesus. People to observe things that he commanded us. See, I could have went straight into the 8 steps to witnessing. I could have went straight into how witnessing can change your world. How that by witnessing, that's what Jesus wants you to do. That by being effective, you can give the message, the means, and the starting plan to finish well. I could have gave you all these things first, but the first thing that God wanted me to make clear was that there is a commission. And it's a commission that requires sacrifice. We talked about sacrifice last week. You know, you got to give up something monumental.
All right.
You got to give up. See, you got to these sacrifices that are required of us are sacrifices that will cost us more than just a little bit. More than won't miss. We're easy to give away something that's been in the closet 10 years that you ain't wore in 30 years.
We'll give
that away because you know the saying is out of sight, out of mind. See, you can go through the closet and somebody, hey, I got a girlfriend that needs some clothes. You don't start at the left side of the closet. You go all the way to the right side because you know you ain't been down here in a long time anyway. See, those sacrifices aren't monumental.
Come on, you preaching today.
I can look. My shoes have gotten out of my garage just so somebody got something to wear. But when somebody says, hey, man, let me borrow your shoes, I
my shoes and say, hey, hey, here you go, my brother. You can wear my shoes. Now, that might throw some people off there. You know, how you going to let somebody wear your Louis? Well, because guess what? I have to give away some things that are monumental to me. I love those shoes. I clean them, I polish them, I put my shoe thorns in them, I keep them straight. I love those shoes. See, those shoes have a meaning to me. They have a price on them. They mean something to me. But when I get, you know, when I'm willing to give something away, it has to be something that's going to cost me something. And that's what sacrifices are monumental are. Jesus. We're going to go through this one more time. Money is something else. Teaching them to observe. We must take this word and transform it into vision, into sight, where now people can see it. Not from the outside, but from the inside through the relationship that we have developed with God. Him and you, you and him. You give of yourself, and he's going to give of himself, but he's going to come and occupy you, that now heaven can be on the inside of you. And glory to God. As we go forward, remember this and take this. This is a free one. He is with you always. The word does not lie. The word is cut throat straight. That he says he is with you always. Remove the doubt. Remove the fear. Remove the pain, because God is with you always. Now, a lot would say right now, well, Pastor Ed, I'm going through this, and Pastor Ed, I'm going through that, and if he's with me, why am I going through? This may be harsh to some, but it may be clear to a lot of others. The responsibility, friend, family, is on us. God is not doing the things in our lives because we're not doing the things that he's calling us to do. Please don't take this wrong. Yes, you're tithing. Yes, but God is requiring some things of us that we have to go higher, and it's through sacrifice. It's through the willingness to say, you know what, enough of me doing me. I've been doing me long enough. It's time for me to do you. See, that's monumental. Yes, it is an easy fix to your problems today. Understand that he is with you always, but you have to activate that principle in you by going and giving yourself to him. Because he didn't say, well, I'll abide in you, and you abide. No, he says, you abide in me. That means you got to sacrifice of yourself. You got to give of yourself. You have to now bow down so he can come in and occupy, so he can come in freely, willingly. He can't just, yes, he has the power to come take you over right now, but you must activate the power of God by your willingness to decrease and say, Lord, I am in you. Yes, and now you're in me. Then we can start to see, instead of this little tenfold blessing, we can, because I know you're all getting blessed. I know there's blessings coming. I know there's gifts coming. I know there's things coming in your life that look like, now watch this, that look like you're being blessed. But see, he says he will bless you exceedingly abundantly above all you could think or ask. That is so high that we all should be riding around in Bentleys, that we should all be owning properties here and educating people here and housing homeless here, because he said he'll give it to me exceedingly abundantly above all I can think or ask. See, my thinking and my asking is so humongous that he wants to bless me even more than that. So I have to sacrifice of myself and understand that I must go forward. I must take the call and the commission to go, therefore, and make disciples. Next thing might be said, well, I go to church every Sunday, and I always hear Sister So-and-so. I always find somebody that looks like they're going bad. Well, see, when you go, you see your natural inhabitants. See, when you move and go, that means you got to get out of what's normal for you. All the nations, that means that's places that you've never been before, that you've been called to go. There's neighborhoods that you'll never drive by that God has called you to go to. Oh, yeah, I know they had a murder over there last week. I know that they rob over there. I know that they sell drugs over there. But see, if he's with me, I can go wherever he calls me to go, because now the protection of God is on me, not around. I mean, it's in me, not around me. So, yes, it's going to take some work. It's going to take some effort. But it's going to require some sacrifice from us, that we would now give up something that is important to us. I don't have time to go witness. Well, I guarantee each and every person here, including myself first, that there is one thing that we can say I can get rid of that's monumental to me, but I can give it up because it's important to me, that now it's a living sacrifice, that now I'll go and do something else God has called me to do. When? Not tomorrow. When? Not yesterday. Right now. So as we go forward, we talked about the Great Commission. It didn't come from Paul, it didn't come from Peter, it didn't come from Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, or anybody else. This commission came from Christ. So I know, I believe all the rest of the word was given through God, from God to men, but this was the word from God. This was spoken word directly from Christ, from God in the flesh. For the one that came, that we might have right to the tree of life. So as we take on, oh Jesus, as we take on this commission, I wanted to share 8 things with you today that will encourage you, that will get you ready, prepared, and that will show you the purpose witnessing is all about. First, this is number one. When you witness, not only do you follow the command that was given to you, but you bring glory to God. In John 15:8, Jesus says, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." See, if you want to glorify God, just all you have to do is go and witness to someone. See, witnessing is, we just learned in the Great Commission, witnessing is just not inviting. Witnessing is just not sharing. Witnessing is just not providing. Witnessing is taking the charge of the commission and going forth to make disciples. You got to bring somebody in that will now learn to go bring somebody in. You remember he sent them out 2x2s? There was 25 sets of 20 of 2x2s, which adds up to 50. When they returned, there was 500 disciples that had been developed by this principle of 2x2. Watch this. That is a tenfold increase that were able to be observed around the Garden of Gethsemane. But can you do this principle of multiplication, that when you go out and go and do what God has called you to do, you got to bring some folks back with you. You can't just say, "I went out witnessing today and nobody came."
Come on, you're teaching the best.
You can't witness and say, "Oh yeah, I'll pass out some flyers." Now, I'm not talking about just normal witnessing. I'm talking about effective witnessing. See, to be effective, different than you did when you started. You can see that there is a result. There is a harvest from your seed. But number one, Understand, you bring glory to God when you go to others to make disciples. I can't overemphasize this, family, because you have to be on such a point, on such a commitment, that you don't come home empty-handed. That's bringing glory to God. By just, you know, we say a lot, but to do is more. You know, we tell people all the time we want to go witness. But if someone asks today, how many have you brought back with you, that number would be shattering. Because to be effective, it shows an increase. It shows that you have added to, that you have now produced from your commission. So number one, you bring glory to God. John 15:8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. To bear fruit means that you are productive. To bear much fruit is mean that your trees just don't look the same every day. To bear much fruit means that it grows and grows and grows and grows, and it just don't stay dormant. It just don't look the same all the time. It beautifies. It gets prettier. It gets better. We must bear much fruit, meaning that we must be productive in this purpose, in this call of God. Second, the love of Christ compels us to share our faith. Now watch what Paul says. He says that the love of Christ constrains us. If you have experienced the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll want to go introduce him to other people. We get so, you know, whoo, Jesus, we get so caught up and want to keep it for ourselves. But if you truly, truly, truly have experienced the love of Jesus, you're going to want to go tell somebody. Don't you remember the first time you fell in love? Ooh, come on now. Don't you remember the first woman, man, that you actually said, I'm in love with her? You couldn't hold that back. You could not just keep that as a personal testimony. You had to go forward and tell somebody. You had to go and now want to take her places. You want to take her and introduce her to your friends. You want to take her and introduce her to your mom and daddy or him, to your family. You want to invite them to the church barbecue or the family reunion. See, when we get the love of Jesus, we got to have a compassion. Now, watch this. If you really have experienced the love of Jesus, you're going to want to go out and tell somebody. You can't just keep it to yourself. You can't just say, I'm doing me. You can't just say that I'm blessed. You can't just expect it good enough to get you all right. Because the Great Commission says that we're supposed to go. To go somewhere that's different than where you stay. So there you got the love of him because he saved you. You got the love of him because he raised you. I know somebody like, he raised me, yeah. A lot of us were walking dead, that he brought out of death and now have risen us up back into life. Now I've experienced the love of Jesus. I have to go, well, I got to go introduce him to others. Number three, when you share your faith, which is witnessing, it's a direct command from Jesus Christ. We talked about this in Going Through with Purpose. When Jesus said, follow me. Remember, he taught them that, you know, they had been, Matthew, Mark, they had been out fishing, and they hadn't caught anything, and now he sent them back out. And when they came back, he just said, you know what, follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. And you did not choose me, but I chose you to go and bear much fruit. But not just any kind of fruit. He says fruit that will last. See, when you go out and become fisher of men, it ain't because you wanted to. It's because you were chosen. Ephesians 1 tells me that before the foundation of the world, He knew my name. Before the foundation of the world, he chose me. Before the foundation of the world, he commissioned me. He already knew what my calling was. He already knew what he had put in place for me. So as he chose you, as he chose me, but we must be, we're chosen not just to be a just a Christian. We're chosen to go much fruit. When you bear much fruit, then we're back to number one, is that we now multiply the principle. We now add to. We now become productive. Now, this part may throw you out because, see, even when you make disciples, even when they become into the fruition of what God has called them to do, you still got to do some work because it says fruit that will last. Only fruit that's going to last is the one that you continue to prune, or that you continue to work with, that you continue to pray with, that you continue to mentor. You can't just give up. You can't just say, oh, I got to make church in their life. Pastor can deal with them now. No, that's not the Great Commission. You can't just bring them in and get them to Bible study or the sister so-and-so Sunday school class and expect that your job is over. We have to work this principle that when we take the commission, we work so hard that we know it's going to last. We don't leave any room for the enemy. Number four. People without Christ are lost. Let's just get that straight. If Christ is not in people's lives, they are lost. Jesus told us, this is what he said. He says, I am the way and the truth and the... Look at those things. Three separate commands. He says, I am the way, number one, number two, the truth, and number three, the life. No Father except through me. See, we got to get people excited about Jesus. When we go out to witness, we have to now introduce the love of Christ that has been given to us unto others. The word says that salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved other than Jesus. If you think you're going out there and you're going to witness to people and bring them to church for pastor, I got news for you. That is not the call of God. Salvation is found in no one else but Christ. There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved other than Jesus. Jesus got to be the reason. Jesus has to be the motivation. Jesus has to be the design of how we interact, how we go forward and make it be known. See, that's a spirit of decrease, of allowing God to be in control and you to die. No one comes to the Father except through me. He let it be known. He didn't say you could take this route or go around that route. He said that the only way to get saved, to have salvation, is under the only name, Jesus. So when you get this witness package, and it's not talking about Jesus, get a new witness package. If the testimony is not about a new testimony. If your plan is to come to church to get a meal and not come to church to get Jesus, change directions. Move around. Do something different. Number five. God wants you to witness because of the benefits he offers those who receive Christ. Not to make put you on a pedestal, not to make your numbers look good. He only wants us to witness because of the benefits that others can receive through Christ. See, when we introduce others to Christ, they become God. They become just like you. See, he's no respecter of person. You can meet somebody on the corner today that can get saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, that can learn the commandments through by observing them and starting to see them and can start preaching the word for all. Oh, no, I know some people say, no, he didn't say that. Yes, I did say that because I believe I serve a now God. I believe that God says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, that it can become a now thing in my life. I don't have to worry about going through this, and this. If I give my life to Christ, if someone offers Christ in their life, they immediately, 0 to 5 seconds, become children of God. Their bodies immediately become temples of God. Oh, now watch this. All their sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. Immediately. See, these are the things that we need to know because as you go forth, a lot of people say, well, what do I get out of this? And we get tongue-tied because we don't have the education or the, let me not use that word. We don't have the knowledge because the word says that my people perish for what? The lack of knowledge. We don't have the knowledge to know the real benefits for becoming children of God. So they become children of God. Immediately, their bodies become temples of God. All their sins are forgiven. Today, tomorrow, and then next year. They immediately begin to experience the peace and the love of God. They immediately receive God's direction and purpose for their lives. They experience immediate power of God to change their lives. And, now watch this, they have the assurance of eternal life immediately. And all I'm trying to say in number 5 here is let's stop going out trying to tell people, excuse me, let's stop going out here trying to give people a 5-year plan because that scares people away. Let's stop going out of here with all the prerequisites that we think a person has to go through to become a child of God. Assurance and with the knowledge that everything that God has for you is immediate. When you become a child of God, it now dies from the sinful man and becomes God in you. Immediately. And I want to keep on this point a minute here because we are so to hold folks back. And I know it's nobody on this line, but this is the spirit. I may be speaking to somebody right now. Because we've maybe finally arrived, or maybe we're finally getting appointments and getting engagements, or we're finally getting known in the body of Christ. You know, that spirit of fear will come on us not to allow other people to do what God has called them to do because we think they may take our spot. See, what God has for you, friend, is for you. And what God has for that person is for that person. It's something that God gives us immediately. It doesn't take time to get in place. He says, immediately, he will change you. He will rearrange you. He will transform you. It's not telling me that I have to go through this, and this to get to become a child of God. Now, yes, it does take some work to get in line, to get in perfect will, but that comes by knowledge. And all I want us to understand is, family, is that a mindset, remember we always talk about this, it's not what you say, it's what you really think. Because the thought came before the word came out. And if we're really in line with him, if we're really connected to him, now we can be protectors of that word, that when it first comes out, it comes out because we think godly, we act godly, we feel been transformed, that we no longer talk about me anymore, but we now let people know that it's about him. So as you go forth, number 5, just go forth with the truth. that everything you need for God is right now. But the decision is yours. But if you decide him today, it's all yours. Yes, 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 you can be in the choir. Yes, you can do that. When you prove yourself to be about his will, start giving away the benefits and stop holding them back. Number six, God wants you to witness because the benefits that people will get. But not only them, but you. When you witness that, that stimulates your spiritual growth. Witnessing will lead you to pray more, to step, to encourage you to depend on Christ and not depend on this world. See, as you witness in the power of the Holy Spirit, you sow love, joy, and peace. Those three gifts, those three anointings come freely because it's not about you. You depend totally on Christ. You know, I tell you about the birthrights all the time. When you have now regained your birthrights, you now have become confident in Christ, courageous in Christ, hopeful in Christ. Your faith is in Christ. Your belief is in Christ. Your trust is in Christ because Christ is the source of everything I need. See, according to the law of sowing and reaping, you always harvest what you sow, and even more. If I sow love, I receive a love harvest. If I sow joy, I receive a joy harvest. If I sow peace, I receive a peace harvest.
Go ahead, just teaching today.
See, the harvest and the seed sown. You see, he doesn't. You got to. Here we go back to this monumental sacrifice. You got to get away from the seed and think about the harvest, because every seed that is given, there's a great. What you sow, so shall you what? Reap. So God wants you to witness because there's benefits not only to other people, there's benefits to you. As you go out and give, he'll give unto you. As you go out and love, as you go out and give peace, he will be peaceful to you, but even greater than you were to others. Hallelujah. See, there's a benefit. This is not something you do, but it also will give you stronger power. Stronger, it will stimulate your spiritual growth. It will push you to want to pray more, to study more. I know for me, you know, when I first started witnessing, my biggest thing is I hated not to have the answer. I didn't feel effective, you know, this is before I knew what the principle said. But when I couldn't go out and be effective because I didn't know the right answer or this or that, or this, you know, it made me, now this is me, it made me go deeper into the Word of God because now I wanted to be prepared. I wanted to pray more because I knew that the effectual righteous man availeth much. Well, Pastor, why? Because the more you pray, the more you see results. Did you hear that? The more you pray, the more you see results. Not always tangible things that show value. To see results is to see change. See, he has made it available for us to have anything of this world because it was all made by him, through him, and for him. But the first thing that must be the most important thing is the bond and the relationship with him. So get away from you going to do something for the church. Get away from that you're going to help someone. No, understand you're helping yourself. Because as you sow, so shall you reap. Hallelujah. Number seven. God wants you to witness, to experience the tremendous privilege and honor of representing Jesus to the world. You are representative of Christ. People ask me, what do? I work for God. But what job do you have? I do whatever he calls me to do. I rep him. Even when I'm doing bad, even when things ain't looking right, even when I fail and made a mistake, I still rep Christ. Because, see, I know I'm no good. I know. But the Christ in me is so great. From my badness. It erases those things because I've been forgiven, completely. And now it's not the old man, but for who? The new man that lives. Paul taught us this. He says, we are Christ's ambassadors. God is using us to speak to you. Just like he's using me today. He's going to use you to speak to someone else. He says, we beg, although Christ himself were here pleading with you, receive the love he offers you. Be reconciled to God. Not to man. Not to circumstances. Not to situations. But be reconciled to God. See, as you see, all these steps will lead you right back to one thing, Jesus Christ. See, let's go to the world. Now, watch this. You know, they're always talking about the world meetings and this. You know, they're all called what? Ambassadors. They consider it a high honor to serve as an ambassador for the head of their country. So you got the president, you got the king, but as a believer in Christ, we are for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We go with the horn sounding, with the treble smashing, with our actions being according to his word, and we now represent him as ambassadors. We represent the King of Kings. We represent the See, as you witness, you now have become an ambassador. You had your division. We are the ambassador. We are ambassadors for the King of Kings. No matter what king has been named on this earth, the King of Kings. You know, people say they got a Lord of this and they got a Lord of this. No, we are ambassadors for the Lord. See, his word is so dynamic because he put it together to let you know that there is, you know, the King of Kings. Lord. He's not taking it lightly that there may be kings of nations and lords of this and lords. But he is the ultimate. He is the I am, the I am, the I am. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And guess what, family? You are an ambassador for him.
My God, my God.
And understand this. You must take it as a high honor. See, don't take it lightly. Don't worry about that you don't have no title pastor. And don't worry about you don't have no title evangelist. Don't worry about the title apostle or this. Don't worry about the title that is called ambassador. I have to say. Because we get caught up on titles so much. We get so proud to get our name on the marquee. But truly, the only name that should be edified is Christ. Yes, for the sense of command, of the chain of command, yes, we must have a title. And yes, but what I'm saying is that our passion, our ownership should not be about the title, but who the title is for. pastor, everything. All we are representatives of Christ. They really mean nothing. They don't mean nothing. What truly means is that we're willing to elevate Christ. That we become an honor. We take it as an honor to be an ambassador. And you don't have to go tell the world, yes, I'm an ambassador. You just got to go, therefore, and what? Make disciples. You don't have to get it on the marquee. You don't have to have them shouted out with horns. You don't have to get a big flyer or a plane with one of those streamers at the back of it. All you have to do is name of Christ and be proud that you are an ambassador for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, here's number eight. God wants us to witness because the Holy Spirit has been given to us to provide the power for you to do so. Now, Jesus said this. He said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And that shows you there is no limitation to where you're supposed to go, where you have or what you've been called to go to. But he says to the ends of the earth. See, to bear the witness for Christ is to design the Holy Spirit. His right to empower and to use us to introduce others to our Savior. Yes, we want them to come to our churches because that's where we fellowship. But it's not the church we want them to come to. It's Jesus Christ that's at the church. It's Jesus Christ that is being edified. It's Jesus Christ that's been put on the pedestal. It's Jesus Christ who's being worshipped. It's Jesus Christ who's been soul ties into. It's Jesus Christ that is so highly exalted. I'll keep it real with you here. Woo, Jesus. And you know, everyone knows me, family. I'm going to keep it 100 and real with you. There's a lot of churches out here that edify man on how big this is and how many cars this is or how many, you know, there's been, and I'm not throwing names out there because there's a lot I could, but there's been a lot of men of God in this generation that people have come to see that always get let down. See, I don't ever want you to come. I don't ever want you to come see me. I don't ever want you to come on the Good Friday to hear what I got to say. Because if I tell you, and I've said this before, if I give you a piece of my mind, we gonna all be messed up. If I give you the design on how I think it should be done, we're going to find each other down in the corner, getting us a bottle, doing what we do. But when you come, watch this. When you come and join the relationship, now only thing that happens is a piece of God's mind. And we have to understand that the church should have to be built up around Christ. Yes, we have the signs and the banners and all that, but the churches that edify Christ are the churches that God is going to come for. The churches that make Christ on the pedestal, on the billboard. Yes, don't get me wrong. He wants you to have nice things. But the nice things ain't Christ. I'm going to say that again. He wants you to have nice things. Because when we rent ambassadors, we got to look the part. Look, I'm going to tell you this from experience. You cannot go to the ghetto and tell a young man to stop selling dope when he looks more richer than you. You can't go down on the track and tell a prostitute to stop selling herself because you only got 500. You got 800. See, so God wants you to have things, but he wants you to have things that are given to the kingdom, not to you. See, we have to represent him as ambassadors. That's an honor. That means that's an elevated position. But it's not the position for you. It's only for Christ. I hope that makes a lot of sense to you today. See, we have to, we got to get back to basics. We got to get these churches in line. We got to get ourselves in line. We have to come into one fruition, one understanding, one God, the Father, the Holy Ghost. We have to get where he's called us to go. Family is not about you. Pastor Ed is not about you. Evangelist Bernard is not about you. But what we've come to understand is that as we give of ourselves, watch this, as we give of ourselves, it becomes about Christ. Not about you. See, we got to witness. Well, I just don't have time, Pastor. I work two jobs. I got three kids. Well, what about when you go to the grocery store? Or what about when you're at the daycare picking up your kids? Or what about when you're at the track meet watching your son run? What about when, your car broke down and you got to catch the bus? At 6 o'clock in the morning, and there's only three people on there, and you can witness to one, so there is no excuse. There is nothing that we can come up with today that will give us the excuse that it's okay, that I don't have enough time, that I do what I can. That's unacceptable. Because when the purpose and we receive the commission, every time you go, you're supposed to make a disciple. Huh. That might be a little too much there. But it's not. Because he didn't say when you go to witness or when you go. He just said go. So I think of it like this. Every time I go, I got a witness. Do I got to beat people up with the word? No. Do I have to over-talk people to get them to hear me? No. I just really have to show them through love, peace, and joy. The things that God did to me, he can do for you. And the funny part of this thing is that the more that people understand that it's an immediate response, the faster they'll come. But a lot of people don't come because some churches got a waiting list. Or you just got out of prison, you got to sit in the back. If you just got out of prison, you got to sit in the back of the church and work your way up to the front of the church. Or if you just stop prostituting, oh no, you can't do this and do that and do that. Or if you just start, see, that's what runs people away, is because they got enough people telling them what to do, and then here comes the church and we're gonna tell you what to do. No, what we're supposed to do is witness and now show the observation principle of what the command says to do. But you can't just show them through the word. You got to show them through your actions. Oh, I know that one might be too much too, but it's not what you say. People will follow you to God when they see God all over you. People won't cry. All kinds of weird questions on why, who, when, and stuff like that. What they do is they follow the Spirit of God. So, the commission. We started with it, we're going to end with it. Then Jesus came and spoke to them. Now, watch it. We've been there, but it says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. There's no doubt anymore. There's no question anymore. So that's established. Then he says, go, therefore, and make disciples. No, not building churches, not building temples, not building this, not building that, not establishing that. He says, go, therefore, and make disciples. Yes, you've arrived. Yes, you got a good building, a good church, but you got to keep going. We cannot stay dormant. We must continue to go. I'm not knocking no churches, but if your church is not about going and edifying Christ, we'll find another church. Because the commission, this is the great
See,
a great commission means that it stays in standard. You remember I told you that I look at my Bible and I call it my SOP. It's called my standard operational procedures. See, these procedures were set in stone. We can't add to it or take it away. We have to stay substantiated on the word of God. You got to go. And when you go, make disciples of all the nations. Now here's another free one. Yes, I want to do evangelistic trips to Africa, France, England, or wherever God may say, because his word does say all nations. But there's enough evangelistic work that needs to be done right here in the United States first before we start taking all these trips all over the country. I guarantee you. I forgot. I might have a couple of perfect Christians on here today. But for those of you that can take a block, maybe can just walk across the street and see the dying community, especially in the African-American communities, that need evangelistic work, that need witnessing, it's right across the street. It's right in the next state. And sometimes you can't do nothing at home. You got to get out of your own environment and go. And go. And make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And so, he said this, hold on, don't forget this part. I am with you always, even to the end of earth. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today, Lord. Lord, we take possession of your commission today, Lord. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that the word that you have spoken through me today, Lord, is heard clearly, that now can be seen clearly, that now we can do it clearly. Lord, we won't forget to praise you. We won't forget to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We just thank you, Lord, that we're different than we came. Lord, we just worship you, Lord, that our mindset has changed. And we see you differently today. And Lord, as the blood of your Son Jesus has cleansed us, has made us white as snow, that has brought us out of darkness into the light, we thank you today, Lord. We worship you today, Lord. We give you all the honor, all the glory in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Family, we thank you today. We appreciate you today. We want you to know you can do it. We want you to know that he's no respecter of person. That what he did for me, he'll do more for you. And remember this. Yeah. Remember this part as I close. As you give, don't just expect to get that back. When you give and you give truly from God, you got to already expect a greater harvest to come. Because watch this, in the principle of sowing and reaping, if you took a seed and put it in your backyard today, or just say a tomato plant, That one seed that you have sown will produce harvest. That harvest will now multiply into 6, 7, 8, maybe 9, 10 tomatoes on the vine. That's the principle. When you sow a good seed into good soil, God will produce a greater harvest for you. Go out, tell somebody about Jesus. Go out and proclaim his love, his joy, and his peace. Go out and share the Great Commission. And most of all, don't hold it back. Let them all know that it's available for them right now. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but right now. When you give yourself to Christ, you immediately receive the gifts and the promises that he said you can have. And I know some people might say, well, you know, if you say I have it immediately, I don't see it right now. Well, that's where we have to explain through knowledge that we have to work the principle from beginning to end to get what's on the outside. I mean, to get the harvest of what God has said we could have. But it's all available for you right now. Go to work. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name. Bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Hamilton. We certainly thank God for the sacrifice. We thank God for that fresh oil that you have given us on today. I tell you, this is one that needs to be listened to again and again and again. God bless you. I know you have to go, Pastor Hamilton, so God bless you. The few callers that's online, we'll conclude. We just thank God for you. We certainly couldn't pay you for this word that God has given you today to minister to us. So we pray God's blessings upon you
Amen.
As you travel to your destination. And we look forward to seeing you again on next Monday. I mean, next Friday.
Are we doing a week conference? Yes, I'm excited for next week. And I know God will lead you in the right direction. And you know I'll jump on whatever you come with. I'm ready to go forward with it. I love you guys. The one thing you can do for me, and this would be the greatest gift that you could ever, is post this message on my page today.
Okay.
Most of I love you guys. Okay.
God bless.
God bless you too.
Mr. Ruby, to open up their eyes. Hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor Hamilton. I know he's traveling. He's in a conference. So we thank God for him making the sacrifice today to minister. So we're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up the line. I know it's a few callers on the line, and we thank God for you. We saw Minister Billy Burns, and she hosts the segment They Overcame. She comes on tomorrow at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 8 a.m. on the East Coast. So tune in. She have a special guest on tomorrow, so tune in for that broadcast. And join us Sunday morning for early Sunday morning prayer. Those of you all that specially lives out here in the on the West Coast, we'd be more than happy to have you. So I'm going to turn it over to Sister open up the lines. God bless you, Sister.
Oh, praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard. We have a I don't know this number, but it's area code 209-2724. Your line is open.
Oh, praise God. I am Boris McCullough, and I thoroughly enjoyed the speaker today, especially speaking on the Great Commission and how we are ambassadors for the Lord. And that was just wonderful, and that we got to operate in love and power and humility and holy boldness to go across the street and tell somebody about Jesus. So I really enjoyed that. Sister Adrian, I really enjoy, and Sister Ruth, I don't know all your names yet, but anyway, I enjoy the minister today. God bless you, and I praise God for what you're doing on a daily basis. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. That's Pastor McCullough. She spoke for us on Tuesday, so God bless you, Pastor Lois. We appreciate you tuning in today to hear that word. Just an encouragement.
Thanks, Pastor.
God bless you.
Amen.
Oh, praises. We're going to Sister Albertine. Your line is open. Sister Albertine. Okay, maybe she's doing something. The rest have dropped off, get busy. But Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, I'm still here, Sister Ruby.
Well, praise the Lord. Let me call out again. Sister Albertine? Okay.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and let Sister Ruby have the final remarks, and she can close us out with prayer. Everybody have a beautiful and blessed weekend, and we'll see you on Sunday morning. And also next week, keep us in your prayers and continue to keep this nation and our families lifted up as a whole. God bless you. Sister Ruby.
Okay, who's that? Sister Albertine? I thought she said something.
No, she's not responding.
Okay, then. Okay, Sister Ruby, the word was a blessing, telling you to go out and witness, and only Pastor Hamilton can put it all with these different steps. So I just thank the Lord for the word today about witnessing for him, not for anybody else but him. And he'll give you the strength and direct and guide you where he would have you to go to witness to his precious people, because he said, all souls are mine, say the Lord. I just thankful that I was on the line, that Jesus allowed us to be on the line to receive a word, a word that is taught and preached in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this afternoon for Pastor Hamilton. He's been so faithful over the months, every Friday with Provoke Friday. And each week he come on with different steps and understanding, and he studies to bring your special people the word that you have decided for us to do. Lord, we ask you to keep it in our hearts that it may stir it up, and we will know just what you would have us to do. Keep us reading your word, studying in your word, praying your word, and fasting in your word, that we may be pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah. We praise you and we love you. We thank you for this broadcast that you have allowed us to come on. I think it's 20 months as of this month. So we're so thankful and grateful because you didn't have to do it, but you said, told Evangelist Bernard a couple of years ago that you were going to give her a new destiny ministry, and she started with spiritual leadership, and it went into broadcast. Lord, you're so awesome. We don't know what you're going to do for us, long we're your people, but all you ask us to be is obedient and seek your face and seek your word, because you said that you will lead and guide us to where you would have us to be. And we're so thankful for this broadcast. We're so thankful that you bring the people on the line, your precious people. We don't know where they're coming in or who's going to come on the chat room or the archives, Facebook, or just the radio, the phone call, Lord Jesus. But you know the beginning before the ending, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, and we love you, and we praise you. Ask you to strengthen Evangelist Bernard the weekend and all weeks. You know what she stands in need of, and we ask you to bless her 100-fold, Lord Jesus, as you will go forth. And each and everybody's been on, come on this broadcast. It's just been a blessing. We ask the same blessings to go with them. Hallelujah. And to make us more effective in your kingdom, that you may draw your people unto you, and that we be excited about the seat you have placed us in, our congregations. Hallelujah. That we must do the work of the ministry while it's still day. Because when night come, can't nobody do the work, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we love you, and we appreciate you, and we're going to close out, but we're looking for Minister Billy to come on tomorrow with Saturday morning testimonies. Hallelujah. And Evangeline Bernard says she had a great guest coming on tomorrow at 5 o'clock our time, Lord Jesus. And come Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. in the morning out here in California. It's our time, 7 a.m. So we thank you and we love you for all of these different broadcasters you have placed in one. And all of them have the same number that you can dial in and you can get you because we're looking for a rhema word from on high. Hallelujah. Fresh oil to fill us up. Fresh oil to lead and guide us.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, what must we do to be saved? Fresh oil to witness. Hallelujah. Fresh oil to witness to our families. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Is Pastor Nicola still on the line, Sister Ruby?
Yes.
Yes,
she's on the
Pastor
line.
Pastor Nicola, would you give your information out in the times of your worship service?
Yes.
Any announcement you may have, you are welcome to do so.
Yes, praise God. Well, the name of the church is New Direction Christian Fellowship, and we're at 304 West Harding Way, here in Stockton, and our services are at 8:30 a.m. and starting in September, we will have 3:30 revival services. I call them fellowship revival services. So we want to minister to people. We'll have a guest speaker each Sunday, but Evangelist Adrian will be one of our speakers on Sunday. September the 1st, we will be dealing with the fruit of the Spirit. And so we'll have, you know, musicians and praise dancing, and we want to lift Jesus higher, and we're hoping to invite people of all kinds so that we can reach the city of Stockton. That's the purpose, just trying to reach this city and get people off the streets and get people saved and healed and delivered. So that will start. The first one will be September the first on Sunday at 3:30, and of course, we'll maintain our services at 8:30 each Sunday in the morning. Anyway, pray for us. Pray for us to lift Jesus higher, so that folks can get right with God. Thank you.
Amen, amen. We thank God for this woman of God, and we thank God for Sister Ruby, our co-host. Thank God for that closing prayer. It was powerful and anointed.
Amen.
We just thank God for each and every one of you all. Have a blessed weekend. Sister Ruby's going to close us out with a song.
Evangelist Bernard, Pastor Hamilton is back on. Pastor Hamilton? Oh, he got back off, so I'm going to... Go to
yeah,
the
he's probably driving to his destination. So we
okay.
Just thank God for everyone. God bless you all. Have a beautiful weekend.
Amen. Praise God.
Take Me to the King by Tamela Mann.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul.
2059. God bless. We hope to see you next week. We're closing out.